My name is Stanley Tao. Today I'm presented with a very interesting question today. How a guy from Hong Kong can lead a conversation in terms of having a better sustainable food culture in my own community. And so I was thinking about that, and I wanted to start today by sort of going back to my childhood and going back to my experience with my grandma. And I grew up in Hong Kong, and my family's when I was young, they were struggling. And so I actually ended up spending 3 years with my grandma when I was growing up. And so she would she took care of me very well, and she every day obviously would prepare a lot of meals for me because I was spoiled. And so every day, because she would prepare so much food for me, I often had trouble finishing up all the food, and I always wanted to, you know, to go out and finish the meal quickly and play. And so my grandma ended up always scolding me and say, you know, why would you waste all the food? And, you know, and then she went on, would often explain to me how it was so difficult when she was growing up during the war years, you know, the struggles she had to actually get food or have enough to eat. And then she also would talk about, also explain to me why, you know, we should, I had to finish all the food because, she took her time. You know, she went out to the local market to get all the freshest ingredients for me every day. So she wanted me to appreciate her cooking and her meals in any given day. And so I always, those stories and those memories always sort of stuck with me in terms of growing up, how important to finish the meal and also to appreciate the freshness of all the ingredients on a daily basis. So when I was, after that, as I was growing up and left my grandma, went back to my own family, and then went out to the community, I often see, my own community actually in banquets, in restaurants, ordering so much food and wasting them. And also, more importantly, people would be eating a lot of endangered species, particularly seafood. The community would import all sort of very exotic, colorful fishes from different places. And we would, spend so much money buying them, eating them, and wasting them too. So, and particularly also, nowadays also we also have the conversation about shark fin, how, we are actually killing off the, the entire species of shark in many places in Asia just because we want to have the shark fin in our soup. And so those are the big questions I have, as I grew up and sort of, going back and thinking about my own personal family experience. So today I don't have a lot of solutions in terms of how I can bring my community on board with this conversation about sustainable food culture. But I do think that, the message I have for my own community is, how can I bring some grandma common sense to this conversation? How I can sort of learn from my own experiences with my grandma, and to engage the community and bring them to this conversation about, it's important, to not waste the food that we have, and also more importantly, to appreciate local ingredients and the freshness the local ingredients would bring to the table. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Stanley Tao.